worry that wiser community council would prevail and that those flags would be removed because they are particularly offensive at any time, but not least in the run-up to the commemoration of the events of Bloody Sunday. And I am glad that people have used their positions of influence to persuade those who had erected those flags to remove them. Obviously, they have been replaced by Union flags, but, you know, people are used to seeing Union flags flying in places like the Fountain and understand what that's about and why they're doing it. But the flags of the Parachute Regiment would have been seen as particularly offensive to people in the wider community and, of course, to the Bloody Sunday families.
And I'm sure the people who erected these Parachute Regiment flags are a very small minority, but it seems that they were simply looking for a reaction.
Yes, they're a minority and don't believe they actually belong to the Fountain Estate itself, and that sometimes happens, you know, that people deliberately insinuate themselves into a situation to try to give offence and cause agitation. The point that I would make to them is whatever validity they want to think that they can bring to any case they have about the flying of different national flags or anything else, they don't do it by causing deliberate offence at such a sensitive time here.